let's switch gears a bit and talk about housing. The question is, many renters are being priced out of Salem due to condo conversions, threats of eviction, and climbing rents. Do you have a specific plan or plans that would protect renters in the city? And Dominic Pangallo, we'll start with you, please.
Thanks. Yeah, every Salem senior, family, child, resident deserves a roof over their head and one that they can afford. If the demand for housing keeps outpacing our supply, then rents and home prices are going to keep going up. The average median family income in Salem in the last decade went up 8%. The average home price went up 49%. For every four low-income families in our community, we have one affordable unit. There are over 170 homeless kids in the Salem Public Schools right now, a 35% increase over this time last year. We need to do more to right-size our housing supply. We need to meet these needs, not only through thinking about housing as buildings, though. We have to start thinking about housing as the families and the seniors who are in crisis, who are living paycheck to paycheck or on fixed incomes and can't afford to live in Salem anymore. That's why I think we need to start bringing together the resources the city has around home ownership opportunities, rental assistance. We need to create new opportunities for eviction diversion, to create a housing stability service that is an office of the city that we have ownership of, to make sure that people can make ends meet in Salem again. I created the position of the Neighborhood Stability Coordinator in the mayor's office to start the framework of that work, and I'll continue to see that follow through. We have to adopt the condo conversion ordinance that stalled last year in the legislature and continue striving to make sure that we focus on housing not just as a building problem, but a people problem.
Thank you. Bob McCarthy, the question is specifically about renters and what plans you would have to protect renters in the city.
Thank you.
Yes.
When you look at how to protect renters, you look at the condo conversion ordinance that was just referenced. We passed it on the city council last year. It got stalled at the state house, and it was recently resubmitted by the council to my desk, and I signed it, I believe yesterday. That's going to go back up to the state house. As a way to protect renters, it provides more stability and more time if a multi-unit home were to be purchased, and it gives the renters that are in that home more flexibility of knowing that they will not be just pushed out to the street in order to convert to condos. When you look at different options that we look for renters, we passed an ADU ordinance in the city council to allow a senior who may have a oversized home to be able to carve out part of the home to provide a low income rental option for their home to help them achieve resources as provide a low income unit. The last thing we did in the city council a couple years ago that's just going to come to fruition in the next year or so is we passed a municipal and religious reuse ordinance, and two of the school buildings that from the Archdiocese are going to be repurposed. The one on Hawthorne Boulevard is going to be approximately 30 units of housing for artist housing, and the 30 units down at the old Federal Street School is going to be for senior housing, in conjunction with a partnership with the North Shore CDC.
Thank you very much. Neil Harrington, please.
I think it's safe to say that there isn't a single community in the Commonwealth that by itself is going to be able to solve the affordable housing crisis. There are communities, however, that are doing more than other communities, and I'm happy to say that Salem is doing more than most of the other communities on the North Shore. I hope to be able to continue to work on affordable housing issues, including issues having to deal with rent. However, I am not in favor of rent control, nor am I in favor of the condominium conversion ordinance that was adopted by the city, because it does not provide a balance between the needs of renters and the property rights of people who own multifamily homes in Salem, many of whom are Salem residents. And so I would be more inclined to be on the side of rental assistance that I would be in restricting the right of a property owner to sell his or her home, or not burdening that person with a requirement to have to pay relocation expenses for a tenant when you are reconverting your home to a condominium. We have a balance now in Salem of about 50% home ownership and 50% rental, which is a healthy balance. And I would, as I said before, be more inclined to be in favor of rental assistance than I would be infringing upon the rights of property owners.
Thank you. Steve Dibble, please.
Thank you. My heart goes out to the workers who simply can't afford to live in Salem now. You're seeing them move to other communities and carpool back, causing more traffic, come back and work in restaurants and other businesses throughout the city of Salem. We can do so much a better job here. We need truly affordable housing here in Salem. We need senior housing, and if we build some senior housing, it will free up other types of housing. There's lots of seniors that have said to me that they would like to stay in Salem, but there's no place for them to go, so they're staying in their big houses. Well, that's like a domino. They're all lined up. So if we can build some senior housing, you'll see all sorts of other types of housing will become free, from apartments to small houses, as people move up into a bigger house. The cost that the renters are paying go hand in hand with the taxes. At City Hall, we simply spend and waste too much money. If we can reduce that to help keep the taxes down, the rents will also become a little bit stabilized by that as well. But a bigger impact will be our scale is out of whack. We're just building more and more and more luxury apartments is causing the rents to go up. Because every $1 that we take in taxes, we spend $1.72 in services. So only building luxury apartments and more housing is going to cause all the rents to go up. We need to balance that scale better and bring in more businesses into Salem. I don't mean residents. I mean like clean industry at Shetland Park and other places so we have higher paying jobs, much higher taxes, and just lower residential taxes. A good example is at Tropical Products on Highland Avenue. I voted against the 500 units of luxury apartments to go in there, and we saved 100 jobs and 120 new jobs and bigger taxes.
Thank you, Steve. Stacia Kraft, please.
Yeah, I'd like to say that in addition to the condo conversion that we always talk about, the elephant in the room is the Airbnb and temporary rentals. I can't tell you how many houses in my neighborhood that used to supply rentals now are making big bank on Airbnbs. And the city really is, I don't think they're equipped to really check on those. And so I definitely had a concern about ADUs being used as Airbnbs in the future, because it's really impossible to keep your eye on that and to get into people's houses, et cetera. We were unable to pass an inclusionary zoning ordinance, and so, the new construction that we have permitted with this sort of promise of affordable housing is really not adequate. I know that there was discussion on the council about 12%. I know that some of the councilors wanted a higher percentage. So we need to pass an inclusionary zoning ordinance. We also need to create incentives for owner-occupied multifamily dwellings. There's a big difference between big investors coming in, building giant rental units, and your owner-occupied. And they really had been doing the lion's work, and I think they still offer the best rents around because they want to live with a good tenant, and they're willing to sort of take less money. They're much less predatory. I do feel like a lot of the new developments we have are predatory. For example, Leaport Terrace, that project is really horrible.
Stacia, thank you. The